Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, everyone, from all over the world, joining in prayer and worship, daily at 6 a.m. We pray for God to empower medication, etc., and removing adverse side effects of medication. And we'll be reading Genesis chapter 29, 1 through 25. The music that is being played is a high vibe, peaceful, relaxing, spiritual music. I left the link on the page for you. Heavenly Father, I ask you to empower any medication, supplement, vitamin, or herb that I am taking or that I will take to help heal me and to do the work that you intended to do. I pray that you will destroy any nullify, any adverse side effects that any medication, supplement, vitamin or herb may cause in me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy any adverse side effect of radiation treatment and chemotherapy treatment. Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy these adverse side effects from any organ, any cell, any gland, from my vision, my sight, my mind, my hearing, from any part of my any part of my body. And I ask you to do this according to John 13:14-5. Heavenly Father, give me clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of hearing, and clarity and knowing your voice according to John 16:23. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Now we're going to be reading from the book of Genesis chapter 29. Our objective goal is to read from the cover to the back. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. He looked, behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. But out that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Oh, Haran, are we? And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together, watered, feed the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and was the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, as she ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh, and ye are with him the space of a month. He abode with him with space for the month, meaning he gave him a place to stay with him for a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? I mean, you can't stay nowhere for only there for a month. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the same, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve these 7 years for Rachel, my younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee that I should give her to another man to abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. Loved her so much, 7 years seemed like just a few days. And Jacob said unto Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took me, his daughter, brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter, Lee, Zophar, his maid, or handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou be guilty? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country to give the youngest before the first. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. Jacob did. So he fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilha, and his handmaid to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, for Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare the son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me the son also. And she called his son Simon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will thy my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left Mary. That was a reading of Genesis chapter 29, 1 through 35. Just beautiful, beautiful. Try to come in, you know, 6 a.m. daily with your Bible, because it's a different Bible. When you read it out loud, you get a different understanding. You hear things that you never heard before. You get revelations you never even thought about before. Amen. And we'll see you in the morning. Thanks for spending time with God, with your host, Cassandra Brand.